of my best tips and secrets for organization, travel, weight loss, beauty, fashion, and everything else in between, go to bing.com/Maria and pick up my new book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and now streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for NBC's The Voice. Tonight's host is Michelle Macedo. Joining Michelle will be AfterBuzz co-hosts Melissa Macedo and DJ Jesse Janity. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip about The Voice. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, Michelle Macedo!
Yo, yo, yo. So, welcome to The Voice Season 1, Episode 4, Battle Round 2 for May 17th. Here we have a really special guest, singer-songwriter, R&B singer-songwriter, Greg Scott, who's an amazing singer, amazing songwriter, and he has some shows coming up, but definitely go to gregscottmusic.net. Because if you go to gregscott.com, you'll find a guy that takes pictures of birds. So, oh, this is a part of his song, one of his songs. There it is. So obviously awesome music. Go check it out, iTunes.
Very 90s, I love it.
Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Yeah,
thank you.
Awesome. Totally.
Kicking it retro.
Dance to that. I totally dance to that when I'm alone.
I totally believe you. Yeah.
But, so check him out, definitely. He'll be playing pretty soon. So, getting on with the show. Okay, Maria Menounos' book, The Every Girl's Guide to Life.
Right. Amazing.
Just buy it.
Just do it.
Just buy it.
Just do it.
Yeah. I'm not, you know, if I can keep asking you, or you could just buy it. So you should just buy it.
And also, you guys should definitely, if you want to know a little bit more about The Every Girl's Guide to Life, or just anything about AfterBuzz, June 2nd and June 3rd, we have such an amazing show here at AfterBuzz. Not even here. I can't even say here.
Mm-hmm. It's not.
Live from the MTV Movie Awards,
Whee!
Gift Suite,
hey.
Is AfterBuzz TV from 12 to 6, live on Ustream. You'll be able to check out all our shows with so many, I can't even give away the hints.
Yeah.
So many huge special.
But that's going to be awesome, June 2nd and 3rd. And one of those days is my birthday, so I know you're not going to forget.
Mm.
Okay, so The Voice, tonight's episode, epic. So let's just break it down and go through it. Oh, also reminding you that Melissa Macedo isn't here, even though you can't tell the difference between our voices. She's not here. She's in New York getting crazy.
Word.
So let's talk about this episode then. The first team that went was CeeLo's team, right?
Mm-hmm.
CeeLo, we loved his red outfit at the beginning.
Yeah.
He looked like Kool-Aid.
What did
you say? That it was
yes,
Kool-Aid. That's
yes.
I was trying to think of it. And his guest was Monica, who's just amazing. Basically, whenever CeeLo and Monica would sing the songs for Ty and Nokia.
Nokia.
Yeah.
I just wrote Nokia. That's what
not
I wrote.
Not the phone.
Basically, when they sing, it was amazing. And then Ty and
Nokia. Like Nikita, La Femme Nikita.
Oh, Nokia.
Without the T.
Yeah.
So Nokia, right?
Nokia.
Okay, so Ty and Nokia. Ty, I don't know, you guys probably remember Nokia. How would you guys describe him, Greg, Jesse?
Like Andre Bocelli.
Oh, nice.
With a bigger beard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a little more scruff.
And a little more scruff.
Just
yeah.
the growl.
Yeah. What about you? How would you describe
funky,
him?
Stanky, fat, white guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Stanky.
He looks
very
like
fat.
He stinks, but like in a good way.
Yeah.
Funky. So
he definitely has a presence,
mm-hmm.
or maybe it's just the amount of space he takes up.
Yeah. Yeah,
but no. there's something
I like
there.
Him. I like him, though. I think he's got it going on.
He's like that big teddy bear that you just like. Remember when everyone was obsessed with Reuben Studdard?
Yeah,
he's a greasy white Reuben Studdard.
Yeah, it's so
I
true.
Feel like he does smell a little.
Yeah,
like I'll hug you before a performance.
Yeah.
Let's not talk after.
But he looks sweet though.
So what did you guys think of Ty?
I like Ty, but
yeah,
boring city.
Yeah,
he looks like you would see him in like an Echo ad.
Yeah, totally. Like, way to bring
think,
Echo
I think
up.
He looks like the ladies' man.
Yeah, that's yes. so true.
With a huge V.
I think that's so true. Oh, his V was actually his shirt was falling off.
His dress that he had.
His
on.
Dress.
I saw his belly button.
Yeah, and you know, we were very shocked by that. American Apparel. Basically, mm-hmm. sent him an old shirt. It was ripped apart. It's really old. Shirt. He had nothing else to wear.
He had a nice beginning, though. I think he had a nice tone, but it just was boring. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's just boring.
I feel like he could have made his package. Like I said, he should have either shaved the hair off or
braided it up
just be a little fresher because it was like, really, dude?
That was probably the most interesting thing about him, his hair.
Yeah, it was like, but it was like a falling fro.
Yeah, it was falling fro.
I mean,
there's a new album idea.
Falling fro.
The falling fro.
I'm writing that down right now.
He kind of reminded me a little of Craig David.
Yeah.
Just
falling over.
Craig David has a higher voice, and it just kind of sticks with me a little more.
It's already happened, basically. Yeah,
was it melancholy?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where I was at with him.
Yeah, he's very mellow, but in a boring way, not in an intriguing way. And what song did they sing now by Neo? Closer?
Closer, yes. Yeah.
So they sang that song. I thought that was a good choice for their voices.
I think Ty had the advantage there.
Mm-hmm.
And did not use it to his potential.
No, he didn't. I think it has to do with him as a singer. He's just not, maybe he's not confident enough. Maybe he's not in it enough. I don't know. What do you think, Craig?
I don't think he has enough flair. I mean, these shows call for a lot of flair, you know,
theatrics,
just grabbing, and he just is more of a mellow R&B vocalist, you know? Which is nice. It was, like I said, in the beginning sounded beautiful, but like you can't do much after that.
Yeah. Especially with that shirt falling off, it's just too stressful.
No, he was cold.
Yeah.
Trying to keep
cold.
The girls up.
Yeah, exactly. So some things that stood out to me was Monica was there and she said something very interesting to me. I think it was feel it, remember it, and respect it. I didn't write down what she was talking about exactly, but it was something that we need to feel, remember, and respect.
Yeah.
And CeeLo didn't want any soul by numbers. Mm-hmm. So basically, he just didn't want them to do it exactly like the track is what I got from that.
That's right.
Okay, so what did the judges think? Adam said Nokia.
Well,
Nokia.
It's kind of across the board with Nokia. The only person who really said anything different was Monica, and she was like, just said that Ty is the most marketable.
Yeah. Right.
And it's like, well, you jaded bitch. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, seriously.
Just because he's heftier does not mean he's not marketable.
Yeah, no
doubt. Like, it's just, she just happens to be talented and like one of the most beautiful people ever.
You talking about Christina Aguilera?
Oh, no, Monica.
Oh, okay.
No, but Christina Aguilera would definitely vouch for
Oh, yeah. Christina Aguilera would say that.
I know. That's why I
lost
like, you.
She's like, I'm marketable.
What's your name again?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Brandy, right?
Brandy. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, it was across the board. And CeeLo was really cool about it. I mean, he's my favorite judge.
Me too. Amen.
Yeah. What about, who's your favorite judge, Jesse?
I can't even say CeeLo because he just...
Because he's kind of pervy?
Yeah, he's like Steven Tyler in the fact.
Yeah.
I have to say it's definitely, it's honestly between Adam and Christina. Christina, because she's just, the shit that comes out this girl's mouth is just like, really, you're just giving me gold. Like,
right.
Mm-hmm.
But Adam, I think, is the most realistic.
That's for sure. You
know? And Adam, though, has like the lamest hookups. He's like, here's like the Maroon 5 musical director. Right. Everyone else is like, Sia and Monica and Reba.
Like, Maroon 5's still like opening up for people.
Yeah, exactly.
I still think he's his bodyguard. I don't think he's his MD.
Yeah.
Well, no.
He didn't really like say anything very important.
Yeah, I don't really hear
necessary.
A lot from him.
They have the whole like Robin Big type.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So, you know, I think I don't know, I feel like he made the right decision.
I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then I wrote again, Ty is boring. The only part that really irritated me is Carson Daly right after.
I just feel like we just should never bring him up. Like, we should just kill him from the show.
Yeah. Douche. Like, what should we just, like, fast forward it or, like...
Well, no. I mean, we have to sit through and watch it because, like I said, he does... Some people just give you gold with the comments that they have.
I know.
And Carson is one of them, and...
Hmm. And he was holding their hands like a...
like a douche.
Like a
douche master, dude.
Carson douche.
He's the
daily.
Douche master.
Yeah, he's way in charge of being a douche.
Daily douche. Daily douche.
Your daily douche.
Oh. We have Carson Daly.
Oh, that's...
Lord, have mercy.
That, we're using that again. But moving on to the next team, I want to know what you guys think.
Well, boy. I want to say this about Carson Daly.
Okay, what?
I'll be nice.
Oh, wow.
I'll be nice.
Don't be nice.
You're having a nice moment.
It's not really nice, but...
It's fleeting.
With Carson, it's like, you know, he has this show, and clearly he's had this... I've never watched it. But that talk show he has that's on at like 2 o'clock in the,
in the morning.
Yeah. Can't believe they gave him that.
3.
I can't believe it's still on TV.
Yeah, that's what's sickening.
Yeah, WTF.
I think it's just a camera, though. Like, one camera
and
like, one dude.
Well, and he uses the Saturday Night Live soundstage.
Yeah, and just walks around and just bullshits.
He's, like, lucky he gets to go on that stage. Oh, well.
They don't know.
Yeah, you could say
that. That's why it's on
so late. I mean, but we try and keep it PG, but Jesse already said it.
So. Oh, yeah, okay. Oh, please.
But go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, not at all. But, like, I got to say, with this show, I have to give him a little props. You know, he's producing this show, and he brought it from the Netherlands. Is that where we're...
Yeah, that's originally where it came from.
So
but
Netherlands.
It's in the news and gossip, but I was also reading other articles that I didn't put in the news and gossip, but...
Why would you do that?
I know, because it was like too much excitement.
I want them all for myself, and I'm going to tell you
because I'm going to have it, and listen to me sing like this. Do you remember when I sang Beautiful?
Which we have to apologize because we did not count Christina's eyes.
I know. Sorry, guys. She came in like towards the end, and by that point, we hadn't started counting them. But next
after you
time,
mentioned, though, about the eyes, it was out of control.
Yeah.
It was out of control.
So out of control. And how she finds a way to avoid talking about anybody else.
I know. It's brilliant. It's actually brilliant.
Always back to her. It's amazing.
That's what I said. Gold.
Always back to her.
Lesson learned. Lesson learned.
Like, yeah, she gold. Is gold. But Carson Daly actually was presented with this opportunity. I don't know when he got on with the production stuff, but he said that when he first saw it, he thought that it looked lame and it wasn't his thing and that it was like stupid.
So in other words, Carson Daly had nothing to do with the creative process of this.
Yeah.
And his manager was like, no, look.
No.
You
this
have a
could
show
be your
on
last
at 3
chance.
In the morning.
Do you see Ryan Seacrest and how many people call him a douchebag?
Yeah, exactly.
Get it done.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Oh, but I'm just so over it. But anyway, Carson Daly, you suck.
You suck.
Call in if you want. 424. What's
256-1729.
Announce yourself as douche master.
Please.
Yeah. We don't recognize your name. We're not going to acknowledge.
Douche on Daly. That's what tonight
is. There it is.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. So anyway, Blake.
Another douche.
Another douche.
Hey, dude.
So he brought Reba as his special guest.
Love her.
And basically while they were, you know, shooting and filming everyone on his team, we all were very surprised at how, what would you guys say? Like, I want to say unattractive, but it was just like.
Well, I don't even remember where Jerseylicious came from. Because all of a sudden, they cut
where
to this girl who's like obnoxiously skinny, obnoxiously orange. And her lips literally were sagging. She missed her collagen appointment. And
yeah, like right before that.
We couldn't watch anymore.
No, it was surprising. We all jumped back.
She was so
horror.
Hideous, we couldn't hear the names of who was being presented.
Yeah, we didn't know. We had to rewind it.
It's out of control.
Well, I feel like Blake didn't pick her tonight. For the most part, because she did miss her collagen appointment, and I feel like that would have messed with her singing abilities.
Definitely.
I feel like she breathes through
Greg's
her nose.
Greg's doing a really good impression of what she would sound like and breathe like. She's definitely Jerseylicious. We don't know where she came from. Maybe she'll never come back. I don't know.
She was just in the cut. The editors just threw her in.
Yeah, exactly. These are the people that you don't see. Yeah. Actually, the team is made of 20 people, but 10 of them are freaks. So we can't put them on.
I thought that Swan show was canceled.
Is that the Ashton Kutcher one?
It's that one where they tear up people's faces.
Oh. She would fit right in.
Yeah,
she would fit right in.
Maybe she was a past contestant.
Yep.
She needs the money.
Her agent was like, we need you on reality. You messed it up now.
Those lips ain't gonna pump themselves.
Here's your cutaway.
Seriously. So the people he chose, I don't know if you guys were surprised at the choices, were Elle and Owen, the basement couple in their parents' basement, married, which is
awkward.
Nice. But awkward. I mean, you know, I would want to be on my own before I got married. Greg is getting married.
I am getting married.
To his lovely fiance, Sarah.
Yes. Hello.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, you know, could you imagine living in your parents' basement?
Yeah, I definitely could not imagine that. And if she's listening now, she's probably cringing at that. My parents are crazy.
I've heard they're very fun.
In a good way, though.
From you. So they live with her parents. So what about with Sarah's parents? Would you
not
live with them?
Not possible either. No.
Like,
no.
You know, imagine though that you're married and that you've just been living there forever. It's just...
No.
I just don't know what to say to that.
How do you accept the reality of marriage still living in your parents'
basement? Yeah.
You have no control. You're not in control if you're living at your parents' basement.
Yeah.
You're not in control.
And that's... awful. I mean, what do you put, like, do not disturb sign on the basement door?
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. But anyway, that's Ellen Owen, and that's what we
in
think.
In a nutshell.
In a nutshell. And basically, what struck me about them, I remember them when they auditioned, but they should both be standing out in an open field somewhere and not on the show. I mean, they're fine on the show, but they just are very bohemian.
Totally.
Very, I don't know who I would compare them to, because they're not really like anybody else.
Yeah.
A modern day Sonny and Cher. But not as poppy.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even give them that, actually, because I can't imagine. I feel like their music would just be like wind chimes and...
What's that? What's that group, the country group? Is it Sugarland that they kind of...
Oh, that's what he said, yeah.
Oh, yes, yes.
He kind of reminds me of that guy.
Yeah, yes.
A little bit.
Yeah, he was on the last... When they auditioned, she was singing more. Were you able to see that? I saw that, yeah. Okay, so...
And I thought they were good.
Yeah, they were, because she was singing more. He was, like, very... Their voices complemented each other.
Right, and when they sing harmonies, yeah.
Yeah, and that sounded really good. I mean, I do think that it is intimidating to go up against two people and you're one person.
Right.
So I would be nervous about that. He was nervous about that. And Jared Blake.
Dude.
WWE Ninja Turtle.
Yes. Head butting.
He's ready to go. He's in the wrong competition.
Yeah.
And he Just quit drinking.
Go him.
Go him.
That's too bad.
So if he loses, close the bars.
And you saw his dad, right?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I mean, wow. I thought you guys were twins.
Spinning. Yeah.
Like that was out of control.
No, it was out of control. And then when they all hugged, yeah. There was no separation between them.
No, and Carson rubbed. Oh no, was that the?
Oh, that, okay. Yeah, yeah, that was
it. We'll talk
about
that.
We'll definitely get to that.
Well, I got that in my notes. There's a lot of bald heads in this show.
Yeah, there are many. And more to come. They sang Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye.
Interesting choice.
Very interesting. I thought that Blake was probably trying to get rid of Jared.
Me too.
Because Jared was a second chance.
Yep.
Like, Jared was...
He, like, had to pick him.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And he ended up killing it.
Yeah.
You know, Reba came out and gave them both good notes. Reba came out from her time capsule made of ice. Exactly.
Reba never ages.
Yeah. That's because I'm a survivor. That's why.
Watch my show, y'all. That's why they play reruns, so you think I still look like that.
Did you see her face when she walked out? It was like this weird smile.
Yeah.
Like
she can't get rid of that smile.
She was just like down.
Yeah, she did have a weird
frozen.
Smile.
It looked like a clown, but
it did.
She hasn't fully defrosted.
Yeah, she was melting.
It takes a year to fully defrost.
Say, so, hey, y'all. I was always happy.
Very pleased to meet you.
Yeah, that sucked, but pleased to meet you.
Yeah. And like Blake was so excited because I mean Jesse and I have a joke, or maybe it's true, that Blake is only famous through his wife, really. I mean, we had no idea who he was, and his wife is Miranda Lambert.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, like
I had no idea who he was, really.
Yeah, so because it was like CeeLo, okay, like Adam Levine, Maroon 5, okay, and then Christina Aguilera,
obviously.
Duh. Blake Shelton, we were like, what? Who is that?
Patty, y'all.
He's just sitting there with his like crazy bug eyes.
Yeah.
Being crazy.
I feel like they could have definitely picked a better country.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's because,
they couldn't pick a girl because Christina would
exactly.
Have been like, well,
right.
Not doing
this. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Excuse me.
Are you crazy?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you know who I am?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would have been, it's already a mess with her, but.
Yeah.
If there's another girl on that show, no.
No.
But, I mean, basically, I think Blake gets all of his opportunities through his wife.
Right.
So, he's probably like, Miranda, go call Reba, okay?
Yeah, give me a show.
Yeah, and so I think that's why he's successful.
Yeah.
I don't understand why else. We all know about his homophobic comments. And
yeah, dude, you're looking good, boy. I mean,
definitely. You want to meet up in the back? I have some notes for you.
Yeah, God.
It's written all over your face. So, anyway, I don't know if you guys felt Blake was harsh, but in his coaching, he came out and he stopped everyone very dramatically. And he said, no, this is not blending.
Yeah.
Right.
Your voices just don't blend together. You're all trying to out-sing each other.
I thought he was right.
I think he was valid.
Yeah. So how much of that did they take to the performance?
None of it. Because it was, I literally wrote down that the blending was horrible. The whole thing. I couldn't even believe that Monica was being as fake as she was. She was literally like bobbing her head, jamming out with this fake smile.
Oh, man.
I'm getting paid smile.
Yeah. I actually wrote down, because you said something that was really funny, that Jared was like the Slim Jim commercial. It was like so like that.
Yes.
Snap it to a Slim Jim.
That just totally is like what I think when I see him.
Get in the ring.
Yeah. And, you know, Jared Blake is known as the king of second chances. He has six kids, power sperm, and he was drunk for all of them.
It's all about Slim Jim.
It's all about drinking Slim Jim
exactly.
And pregnancy.
Exactly. That's what it's about. And, you know, I think Blake That's a cultural thing. I think that they could probably relate to that.
Yeah.
I was just really disappointed with Ellen Owen.
That was sad.
With LMNOP.
Yeah, LMNOP. Rest in peace. WZ. Yeah.
I thought they were going to bring it. I was really disappointed with the Nicole, the girl from that.
Yeah.
Oh, sure.
Like, first of all, why did we showcase the guy's voice?
Yeah, when you're going up against a guy, you know, like, yeah. Do something else. Do something different.
Sing she higher.
Had, she yes. had one bar, basically, to sing.
And it was whack.
Yeah, and she messed it up. So, and they sounded really nervous. I don't know if they sounded nervous to you guys.
They looked nervous, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think was the biggest thing that threw Ellen Owen out of the competition?
I mean...
Confidence.
But it's crazy because when they first came out for the first, I saw the first episode and they were cool.
Yeah, totally.
They were not, I mean, they look like they've been doing it for a long time. At least they've been on the show once before, you know.
Because, yeah,
that
from
was a weird...
the basement, they got to do a lot of shows.
Yeah, man.
They got to be doing something.
They're going back, man.
Ooh, yeah.
Ain't that about a...
Her parents are like, God damn it. Yeah. This was our one chance.
I just erased the name off the milk box. Yeah.
Oh my God. So Jared Blake was the winner of that one. I was very surprised. Totally.
I was
didn't
surprised
think.
Until I heard them sing.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah.
I hope. And part of me felt like Blake was gonna still go off of the first performance. The audition with the couple, and I felt like he might be like, I still see something in you guys.
Yeah,
But I'm glad he gave this guy a chance because
he did sound really good.
Yeah,
he killed it. He deserved it.
And I don't want him to be an alcoholic.
No,
but I don't want him there for too long.
No.
Can we kick Blake off?
Yeah, let's get him voted off.
Wait, let's have a singing competition between Jared Blake and Blake Shelton.
Wow.
Ooh.
Or anyone in Blake Shelton.
So if you could replace Blake Shelton, who would you replace him with? P.S. Did you guys hear Blake actually try and sing?
Brutal.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He was like, no, it's like this.
He hit the high note. He flipped into his head, chest, you know, his falsetto.
Yeah, yeah.
let Reba do it.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, seriously.
So yeah, if you could replace Blake Shelton, who would you pick?
Would it have to be country?
Yeah. Or someone who would be able to rank.
I think like Keith Urban would be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not a country guy, but I'm telling you, that guy's a musician. I mean, totally. That guy can sing.
Yeah, people who've been in the business forever that like everybody knows Christina Aguilera, you know?
Right. Yeah.
And now everybody knows CeeLo, and CeeLo's been working in the industry forever.
Right.
Like Adam Levine, like, I don't know, whatever, you're cute. But
how'd you sneak your way in?
Yeah,
because he knew that musical director from Maroon 5.
Yeah, bodyguard.
Blake Shelton. Yeah, I would say like Keith Urban or like I'm not a country person. Like Tim McGraw.
Yeah, like some a little more.
I think Keith Urban. That sounds perfect.
Yeah,
Tim McGraw is a little too.
He's just a pretty boy, really.
Is he? I don't even know what he looks.
Yeah.
I'm just like names of. I just think that there could have been a lot more people that are better for that.
Yeah.
There's so many men in country music.
It's funny because I was even thinking like, all right, well maybe if they got an older female, like if Reba was the actual judge, but then I think that Reba's personality would almost outshine Christina's because you would be like, oh, Reba's so cute.
Yeah,
like,
nice. Everybody loves
her. Hey, y'all.
Yeah.
The nice country girl over the bitch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably were like, Christina, sign this contract. And then she was like, only if I get to pick everybody else. And she just picked people with like careers like that are not as good as hers.
Right. Adam has no.
Oh, Adam, we're fine. Put him on.
CeeLo's fat. Yeah. And who's Blake Shelton? Sure.
Perfect.
That sounds good. Okay, he's married to Miranda. Okay.
Yeah.
As long as she doesn't make any guest appearances.
Exactly. That would outshine her.
Wow.
I mean, you know, not as if she doesn't shine anyway with her platinum hair and
with that rat's nest.
And
like
the red
Christina
and the...
Aguilera, first of all, you are on NBC right now.
Let's dress up.
Like, I'm going to bring the Britney comparison. You see Star Magazine Britney be wearing some raggedy ass weave. But when that bitch is on stage, that shit is flossing.
Yeah.
Christina, no, you are on... I'll say, actually, this week was a little better than last. This week was a little greasy for me. Mm-hmm. But the first episode, two episodes with the trailer park and the red lipstick, it's like... Peggy Bundy. That's what she was giving me tonight with the leopard.
Yeah, that's so true. Yeah. Obviously, like, whenever I see or I try to, which I don't, wear, like, super tight, sexy clothes... it's usually because you don't feel so hot on the inside.
Well, and we comment on, you know, she wears the tight clothes and she's gained a little weight. I didn't...
a lot of weight.
Yeah, but this episode, I felt like she dressed a little more to her body type.
Oh, yeah, that one, the first episode, like, oof.
Yeah, the first one. She was pissed, man. She was mean.
I know.
Well, you'd be mean too if you couldn't breathe. Yeah.
And if you like hadn't had a Slim Fast.
Or,
like,
or sold your album.
Yeah.
Bionic? What?
Yeah. But yeah, totally. I mean, that's what I'm saying. She seems at a shaky place right now.
Yeah.
Like, this is a time in her life when she's going to be like, that was really bad. But now she's just, eat it up. Eat it up, girl. So, Adam's team. Adam Levine.
Oh, yes.
So he has a beard now.
Oh.
I don't know how everybody feels about that.
Okay, he can rock the beard.
Right.
But I wish he trimmed it up a little
bit. That, you and me, we like to, I like to trim my beard.
Yeah, you like the scruff.
Yeah, but I like I like to be clean.
Right, like he literally it was coming over his lip. And
it was on the neck.
The neck I don't mind because as we mentioned a couple weeks ago, he had some weird bumps on his neck, which actually the beard didn't cover because I noticed he only had one bump this week.
Oh, one bump.
Interesting. I hope everything's okay, Adam.
Went from three red bumps to one bump.
Okay, so the breakout's almost over.
Christina must have stopped sucking on his neck.
Wow. Oh, my God.
Wow.
The beard, exactly. If it looks clean, way better. Like, don't grow. If you can't see any of the face or that there's face under there, then you know, it's just not a good plan. He's
like
a young guy.
Rocker,
he's good looking.
He's trying, yeah.
Yeah, but I like, guess. There's
the,
like.
The beard is trying. I feel like it's a trying beard.
Yeah, it's a trying beard. It's definitely dry.
Or maybe he's growing it all out so it can be full, and then he's going to come next week with like designs.
Yeah, some like Maroon 5 or
something.
Yeah,
a big M.
It. Yeah.
No, if he had like tribal designs in his
beard. Oh,
totally. So indie. He's like, you guys, I'm going underground now. I'm going underground.
Start some hemp.
But he chose the song Stand By Me by Angela and Javier.
Mm-hmm.
Not by them. But he chose Angela and Javier.
A lot of credit over there.
Wow. Yeah, they wrote it while he was singing circles around her.
Ouch.
Yeah, so she's, they definitely made her seem like small town white girl, smiles at everything when she wants to cry.
And he picked the song for her.
Yeah. And
to play to her strength.
Yeah. What? And Javier...
I don't know what that strength was, but...
Yeah, exactly. But Javier... Mm. I mean, Greg, what did you say about Javier? You recognize him.
Yeah.
I do recognize him. He's had a few hits out there, and he's had his... He was on... I can't remember what label he was on, but he's definitely a seasoned cat. He's been in the game for a long time. And
was it a major label?
Yeah, very major. Mm. I think it was like Columbia or something like that.
Bam.
And they put him out, and they tried to put him out as like an Usher type of cat, and he's more, you know, like the R&B version of James Taylor. You know, that's his shtick. That's what he wanted to do.
Yeah.
You know?
After you said that, I noticed like the guitar and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
For his audition.
And they tried to put him out all flossy and, you know, doing dance moves and stuff. And that just isn't him. And it didn't work out.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for him that he gets his second chance. That's really cool. And about his performance, I think he's got a beautiful, awesome voice and everything.
Mm.
But I definitely, it goes for all these shows. I just, I think obviously you want to compete and you want to sing a bunch of notes and be crazy. But, you know, going with my comment when we first started, I was talking about, you know, showing your voice. But there's ways of showing your voice without, like, you know, Christina can't stay on a note to save her life. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So I just feel like he has such a beautiful voice that I wanted to hold some notes out. I just feel like he scats too
much.
Yeah.
Know? It's probably like a default thing, but that was bugging me too.
Yeah, because being a singer and you being a singer... you do the default thing where you drop out of notes and you do runs because it saves you from holding out a note.
Yeah, totally.
And people will go, oh, you did a fail. It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
You're really like, nah, I don't want to hold out that note. but I wrote down control. I feel like he needs to just control a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because I think he's just amazing and he needs to show that he can be versatile and not just riff all over the place.
Yeah, actually, I think that's totally... one of the notes that he got was like discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just need to not oversing it because also like overdoing it like that, then people don't like appreciate it when it happens.
Yep.
So like when you really go for it, then it can stand out. So otherwise it's like, oh, well he does, that's what he does.
Well, and I being a singer love the old school singers, the people that, you know, in the 60s and the 70s, that those people, you know, they when they did a riff, it was for a reason.
Yeah.
And it like it threw everybody back, you know.
Yeah.
Because they used it in the proper place. And like you said, you can't just do it all the time.
Yeah. Here it's, well, I mean, here now, I feel like, and on the show and on other singing shows, I feel like it's just like do it as much as you can.
Yeah.
Because it means you're good.
Yeah,
but
I guess.
But you still have to, you're still saying something.
Yeah, it's not musical if you just do it all the time.
Yeah, so. And so, yeah, I agree with you on that. What do you think, Jesse?
I just love him. To me, I felt like Adam wanted Angela to shine tonight.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think everyone...
I felt tonight with all the judges, like they're setting... people up that they don't want on their team.
Yeah, and then the opposite people are doing well.
Yeah.
Because I think Angela is, she's like, you know, very sweet, you know, girl next door looking. Mm-hmm. So I don't even want to tell her that it wasn't as good.
I would have. I had no issue. Like, I wanted to tell her a few things tonight, actually. Mm.
Yeah, because then she tried to compete. If some, you know, you could try and be better than someone else, but just like do your thing, you know.
Like she had a good voice, but just comparing to him, and it's like, Adam, you had to have known this.
Yeah,
you had to have known putting them up together. Like, I mean, if that was her really, and this is the battle round, like this is where you're supposed to like let it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if that was her letting it out,
yeah,
I mean, it's, you know, you're putting a cat with a tiger.
Yeah, yeah.
He ate that bitch like Campbell's soup.
I was scared for her.
Yeah. I knew it'd be bad.
She looked scared herself through that, you know, the whole thing. And when she was pushing out her vocals, it was almost like, push, girl, put.
Yeah.
Oh, you are.
Right. Right. Oh. I feel like they kind of set, I mean, like you were saying, I really feel like they set her up. Even when Carson was like, you know, he was introducing her, you know, small town, little girl, little voice, little person.
I know.
You know.
Just like
Angela.
Diminishing her in every way. No. She's so not a big deal.
Coming out on her hands and knees.
You know? Yeah, definitely. And her parents were like, dad was like, I just got off the golf course.
Yeah, yeah. And her mom, I think, or her dad said, Oh, she's standing by him. That's good. It's like everybody's defeating.
You couldn't say anything about her vocal talent. You'd be like, she's doing what the lyrics, she's doing the choreography.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, no.
Like, don't defeat your little girl, man.
Yeah, but she, you know, she just smiled.
She tried.
Yeah.
She tried.
She looked pretty. She's a pretty girl.
She had that nice H&M dress on.
Blake was like, wait, but she's pretty. Wait, is no one seeing this? That she's pretty?
Yeah, because she looks like Miranda Lambert.
Yeah, exactly.
Was it just me, or were her legs like five shades wider than her?
Her legs look like Jack Skeleton from Nightmare Before
Christmas. Yeah,
I don't know if a skirt that short would be a good idea. I don't think it was.
Yeah, spray them down or something.
So way to have your last performance, Angela.
She had some nice shoes on. I say those heels were kicking.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
that dress.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
No, honey, you shouldn't have done the black. And then like you tried to go big with the hair, and it was like,
I know. I want to. I want to do a makeover.
Yeah, it was like a Diana Ross. Like, did you ever see the concert of Diana Ross in the rain?
Yes.
Mm.
That's yeah. You look like Diana Ross when she's in the rain.
Yeah, with white legs.
Yeah, seriously. and not like Diana Ross. So anyway, needless to say.
Wait a minute. CeeLo said.
What?
Angela, you were coexisting.
Oh wow! Wow.
He didn't say anything other than that. He just said,
oh,
Angela.
Oh yeah.
You know, you were coexisting.
Oh,
Angelina, you were coexisting.
Angela, you were coexisting. You exist. I acknowledge you as a person.
You exist with us in this room.
You're here. Yeah.
Next.
Exactly. You think. Now, what were we talking about?
That's brutal.
Oh yeah, that's really, really a thing to say. And she like laughed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, what else? You're a national.
Yeah. What are you gonna do? Yeah, exactly. Like CeeLo is gonna tell you that all you did was coexist.
Right.
Yeah. What did Blake say? He said something. What did he say? No,
he said she was pretty.
She was pretty.
And Christina said.
No, didn't he say she's beautiful? But all I gotta say is Javier.
Oh, that's this one.
Oh
yes.
Yeah.
His homosexual.
Yeah. And yeah. He's like, boy.
Oh yeah.
Dude,
let's meet up after that. Where's your hotel?
Yeah, for
then
real.
I'm gonna take you all back and shoot you like old Yeller.
Hey now,
homosexual.
And all she did was just hysterically laugh.
I know.
And she was already just done.
I know.
It was so sad. And her parents were like, ha.
Oh no. Oh, so imagine the car ride home.
Oh. Oh.
I know. Honey, that just kills
by
me.
Him. Ma, stop saying that. Christina said you had a nice presence.
Oh, and the way Christina said it was just like, was almost, it was like being sarcastic.
Well, it was.
She was like, you're nice. Mm. Right? What did she said? You're nice, right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you have a nice presence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, girl.
Rough times.
And she is nice. She looks like a nice person.
She absolutely looks like a nice girl.
Yeah.
I would ask her for the time.
Yep.
Not the time of day, but I'd ask her what the time it is.
Yeah, hey. Exactly. Exactly. So Christina's team. That was definitely a memorable experience.
I think Christina has the best team.
Yeah. She does have a great team. Everyone. Yeah.
I didn't think that until this week, and I saw who else she had. And Justin really is just the one person that I'm kind of like, why is he? Why did you even do? Is this a charity event?
Was he the last chance kind of person?
No, that the girl. There was a girl that was the last one. She picked Justin because she needed a guy.
Mm.
Oh yeah, she was doing all the divas.
Yep.
She needed a guy.
Way to mix it up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that was between Beverly McClellan and Justin. They sang Bubba O'Reilly by The Who, which was really interesting. I didn't even know if Christina Aguilera knew who they were since they don't like sound like her or her music. Right. So
we'll see. You probably put that in.
I'm sure that was, you know, she had no idea.
Yeah.
That's the producer's idea.
Yeah. And she was like, and I'm going to tell you guys why when you come over here. And then she was like, do it like this. Yeah, exactly.
Do it like this.
Do your note,
yeah,
man.
Jesse,
hit. There it is. Every song.
No yeah, I know this key. Song. Yeah, exactly. And then Justin is just like about to vomit everywhere. He's like, well, you know, Beverly knows this song really well.
She
so,
ripped it like right
yeah,
away.
I knew that she was going to throw him on a grill and just.
He couldn't swallow. Him. He couldn't swallow enough.
I kept looking at the sharks on her neck. Being like, she is a shark and he is the guppy. And Christina did this on purpose.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I'll say that Justin has a similar voice to her, though. Their voices are similar.
Yeah.
He's just like the baby version of Beverly.
Yeah.
She's so intense.
He's the before the lesbian Beverly.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is why, you know, they had him start out first. Because imagine if Beverly started and it went to Justin. Be like, yeah. Whoa, when?
I know. That's the thing. I was thinking that, too. And he was a high window installer. And I know right. Beverly, during her bio thing, she said she had been performing, like, her whole life.
Right.
And just at places. She seems like a very happy, positive person.
Yeah, very much.
I like her dancing. I wish that I could dance like her that jumping. So confidently. Yeah, her jumping forward a little bit.
Yeah. The hop.
And then, yeah, and she got a note about that. Christina was like, listen, I know you're excited, but you gotta just stay in one place for a second.
I thought it was the best duet of the night.
Yeah,
I thought so too.
It was right.
You know, and Justin, I feel like a part of him was like, I'm just going to make it a positive thing. I don't know. Do you guys think that he pretty much knew?
As soon as Beverly opened up her mouth over the piano and sang Bubba O'Reilly.
During the rehearsal, yes. Yeah.
I think as soon as she raised her hand when Christina was like, who wants to go first? She's like, well, I guess no one's going to say. And she was like,
I will.
Yeah. And Sia was like, okay. Let's have it. She said she wants to go first.
Lovely.
So that's how Beverly ate Justin.
Yes. But you know what? I will say, Justin, he didn't totally bomb, though.
No.
I thought he was pretty good.
I gotta say.
Yeah, he was good.
His audition to me was whack. Like when they showed the clip of it.
I didn't see it. I must admit.
Womp. But I do gotta say, I felt I didn't want him to win from the beginning, like mm-hmm. from the beginning of the pre-package. But after the competition, I kind of felt bad. Like almost wanted her not to pick him over her, but I felt for him.
Yeah, because he is good. Yeah. It's just like don't put him up against her in like a singing competition. In a performing competition.
Yeah. He should have been on Blake's team.
Yeah.
And I also, I don't really think he's good enough to be marketed or
win
or something.
Yeah.
Like the big dude, Nokia cell phone.
Yeah.
He has something, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, even though Justin has this crazy high girl voice that is different, but it's just the other dude
it's
is
not enough.
Yeah.
Well, it's not enough.
Was it Blake or CeeLo who actually made that comment and said, you know, I turn around, I look at you, and you look like she could be, like, doing my accounting.
Yeah, that's right.
Selling me something.
Oh, you look like the guy from the bank.
Yeah, my accountant or something.
And then he always, like, says really, like, semi-insulting stuff like that. And everyone's like, oh, and he's like, what? He's good looking. Oh. I was like,
come on, dude.
Oh my god, come on, dude. I totally blew him last week.
I love that guy. You and me, man. You and me.
But yeah, he did like totally say that. And if I were Justin, like my heart would just drop.
Yeah.
Right when I got put against Beverly.
Well, it kind of, I mean, you saw his throat. He like, as soon as Beverly raised her hand, as soon as Beverly opened her mouth, he was like,
Yeah, swallowing.
Oh, yeah, because he doesn't have a persona to rely on or trust enough to perform. Like, there's no part of him that seems like a natural performer.
Right.
I don't know if you think that. But.
No, I agree with Blake's harshness.
Yeah.
About his pretty mouth.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I do agree. I don't think he has what it takes. Had what it takes.
I was surprised Adam and Blake picked Justin, though.
Mm.
During when the judges gave their input. I was really surprised.
Surprised that they picked him to stay? Or
well, remember, you know, they go through all the judges at the end and who they liked. And Adam and Blake both said Justin. And I was really surprised by that.
That is interesting. I think because Blake doesn't like lesbians.
Oh, yeah. And here we are. That's
and,
of course.
Adam.
That's why I wrote that down.
Here we go.
And Adam likes beards.
Right. He's going for the beard.
So
well, I think Adam, you know, made a good point in saying he felt Beverly was going to come out here and eat him alive, and he really stood his ground. So I do understand Adam's choicing. But.
Adam actually said, I thought she was going to murderize you.
Murderize.
Like, could we kill this man's confidence anymore?
Yeah. I know. I was like, ooh, I can't believe he said that. He just went out there and said it. Like, that's a, I don't know. I think, do you guys think that's better or worse than the bank teller comment?
No, the bank teller comment's worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bad one.
I mean, anytime you're a singer and somebody says, don't quit your day job, like, that's just.
Oh, yeah.
It was almost like the Drew Carey comment.
Oh, yeah.
I missed
there was a gay guy. The gay Mormon.
Oh, okay.
Last week, and he was performing against a, like, country, pure cowboy.
Oh, like, I did see this.
Yep, like pretty boy guy.
Right.
Was it Tyler and Patrick?
Yes, it was Tyler and Patrick.
Right.
And then when Tyler auditioned, he like sounded great. And then Blake turned around and he's like, oh, well, I mean, you look like Drew Carey. And everyone's like, oh.
Isn't that a compliment?
Yeah, he's like, wow. What? He like lost a bunch of weight. Like what? Like, wow. And I was like, oh my God. Because honestly, I really do. He's like so weird with every gay person.
Oh yeah. I can see that.
And he made that comment about whatever on Twitter. There's drama. But I think, did you see them perform against each other?
Yeah, I did. I did. You know, I mean. Yeah. I kind of liked the country guy better.
Really?
I must say.
What did it? What do you think it was?
I think because he has like I said before, I'm not a country fan, but I will say that he has a really pure voice. He has a special purity about him that the other guy, like I said, the flashiness and the unmusical, just trying to do as much as you can thing, I felt was from gay guy. Is that what we're calling
Tyler? Yeah,
Tyler. I just felt like it. It's just more. There's more soul to. And it's funny because I wouldn't put soul what I think country music because I don't really like it. But the guy has soul. The guy has a deep, pure voice. I could see that. But yeah. I thought they were going to keep the gay guy because he's gay, and gay guys have a lot of fans, a lot of loyal fans.
Mm.
So I feel like, but
so you thought that was a strong selling point.
I thought they would pick him because of that.
Yeah. And also, like, really, I think it depended on the judge, and like honestly, the package, because Blake wants the country package.
Right.
CeeLo, I think, would want Tyler. Like, actually, any of them would want Tyler. Like, better. I wish that. Any of them chose Tyler and not Blake, but he's gone.
Yeah.
So,
sorry,
Tyler.
Yeah, bye, everyone. That sucks. Remember how you were in that competition for like a day? Oh, so rough times. That's a recap. Glad we went through that, but I think now we should go to our commercial break.
Want to find out what the AfterBuzz is about?
Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig!
The wig will come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Hey guys, welcome back to The Voice Season 1 Episode 4, Battle Round 2. Let's talk about the special segment. The special segment is the research done on the original Dutch TV show. This was a TV show in the Netherlands. It was their idea, okay? So they have that, and then now weed is still legal, but shrooms are not anymore. So those are the things that the Netherlands has.
Well, not only that, but a lot of America's programming is actually comes from the Netherlands programming. X Factor.
Oh yeah,
American Idol.
This too now.
Fear Factor.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even think of the rest of them. Big Brother.
Mm.
There's like 10.
Wow, that's really interesting.
All started from the Netherlands.
Yeah, apparently.
It's cracking.
The Voice. It was. I forget what it was called originally.
The Voice.
Yeah.
Le
Voice.
Because
there's like way
more.
There's way more. I studied abroad in the Netherlands.
Oh, snap.
Uh-huh. And basically every word is like, I lived in a castle.
Oh, yeah.
Go Emerson. That's but awesome. there was basically just like a bunch of extra vowels.
Huh.
Just between words and then rando consonants. Like rando. It was really strange. I was like, don't make it hard. Just make it easy, like English.
Yeah.
It was a crazy language.
Huh.
But apparently they know how to do TV.
It looks like it.
Because The Voice was the most popular show by far in the Netherlands when it came out. And then from NBC, this producer, Demol, what's the first name? Demol? What's the first name? John, Chris?
John Demol.
John Demol. Figured out that would be a good idea. Because we all have, you know, American Idol. And that's basically the main singing show competition.
Right.
And then, you know, they went crazy with like Dancing with the Stars and whatever. With all the other performance stuff. But I think that was a really good idea. Because when this show premiered here, more people watched than it was some crazy number of people watched, but more people watched the second hour than any other show, than American Idol, than like everybody's watching it. I think it's like coming at a good time.
Yeah.
It's coming at, a good time. Now American Idol is like about to end.
I'm a little tired.
Yeah. And it's been going on forever.
Yeah.
I've really thought that it was going to end a few times.
Me too.
And I didn't watch it, and then I, like, now I am.
Well, they're still booked on, I think, for 3 more years.
What?
Yeah.
Oof.
And it's just like, they could get canceled as well, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, The Voice is really gonna be hard competition for them.
Well, especially if The Voice, you know, switches to new celebrities every year.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And you said The X Factor.
And The X Factor is going to come out. And that's, to me, I felt that was going to eat both of these shows out. But thinking about The X Factor, because The X Factor, they pulled already seasoned performers. So both of you guys would be able to go on to The X Factor.
Oh, yeah. We'll call ourselves Alan Owen.
Well, not together, but.
Right, I know. But I'm just saying. We should be like, we live in our parents' attic.
Yeah, right.
Ugh. And then Sarah could be there too. She'll be the interpretive dancer.
Yeah.
And Melissa,
no,
duh.
She's a gymnast. She'll be doing flips.
Oh, yeah.
Grishel.
So good.
There you go.
So good.
But, as far as the X Factor, it's... I think we're at the point with American Idol where they beat us to death with the auditions.
Yeah.
And we see...
Yeah.
You know... It was, don't get me wrong, I love the auditions of the guys coming in and singing like a virgin and all, you know, the goofballs and whatever.
Yeah.
But it's he like came in here. That's
10 years of it, though.
Yeah, I know. I know. And it just goes on forever. And then they decide to show, like, sometimes it's like good, sometimes it's bad. But yeah, I'm ready for the competition to already be there.
Right.
And like in The Voice, it's everything right. that Idol is not.
I think
exactly.
So. Yeah.
So.
I mean, I do get to say the one thing I like the nostalgia from American Idol would be I like that it's supposed to be, oh, we just found this person.
Yeah.
This random person who was working at a grocery store.
Right.
Whereas The Voice, it's like, you know, these people are working as singers. You know, X Factor, these people are, you know, already performers.
Mm.
So I do like that sense of it from American Idol, but, I mean, The Voice gives that opportunity as well, I guess. But
yeah. I think some of them have been random, but way fewer than American Idol.
Yeah.
But they're going to get eaten alive through all of these other people who have been performing forever.
Yeah.
that's who's gonna win, because you can't just like fake years of performing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can't just pretend that you've done it. And you know, I don't obviously, okay, we're watching these shows and stuff, but the whole thing about singing competitions is that when you get in it, I mean, and tell me what you think, Greg, mm-hmm. when you get in it, then you're already at a disadvantage to everyone, to the world, to the judges, to everything, because now you're putting yourself at that status where you're allowing yourself to be judged and you're allowing someone to say, maybe you're not good enough.
Right.
And so you're already inviting that thought and inviting that concept in your head where it's like, oh, is that person good enough? Inviting the judgment, even though it's super like, you know, subconsciously or however people think about it, mm-hmm. then you are to be judged. Everyone is going to judge you anyway.
Right.
But I would rather not like ask permission to feel like I should be a musician or a singer, you know?
Right.
I'd rather just do it.
Well, that's how it was. I mean, it was behind the scenes back in the day, but yeah. It wasn't really like that though.
Yeah.
These shows has made the business really weird.
Yeah, definitely.
You know.
Yeah, it's never been like competitions like no.
Yeah, and there was garbage musicians that came out that labels put out that I actually liked.
Yeah.
That would have never made it on American Idol. You
yeah.
know? And I'm sure you've heard this a bunch and people have talked about it on radio and all this, but you know, someone like Prince or someone that doesn't have that. I mean, Prince has an epic voice, but it's in a very unique way. And I don't think Prince would have won American Idol these days, like if he was
yeah. put on,
just judged by his voice.
Yeah.
Because these people are just judged by their voice, what they can do. And I feel like they like a certain type of voice. And, you know,
definitely.
Prince is, to me, he's one of my, you know, favorite artists. And I, you know, respect him and as a musician, you know, and I just don't feel like he would be respected on that. And that's what makes it kind of annoying for me, you
yeah.
know. And,
yeah.
and the whole judging thing, like, when somebody would put out a record back in the day, I feel like they put out their art, and I as a kid would grab the record. If it was in the stores, I would say, oh, that's good because it's in the stores, and I'd
yeah,
go get
exactly.
it. And these shows are like just nitpicking and under the microscope.
Exactly.
It's just really weird. It's taking the art out of it.
Yeah,
you know?
It's taking the art out of it, and also it's yeah, exactly. All creative freedom.
Yeah.
Because it's like, that's wrong, that's wrong, that's wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not wrong. It's you know, it's someone that's unique and has a unique voice, and maybe it's not right for the show. But that doesn't mean that they can't get a record deal or they shouldn't
yeah.
be allowed to put out records.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
It's really gross to me.
Yeah, you know? That's true. That's definitely true.
But what I like about The Voice is I feel like it's real singers judging singers.
Yeah.
And real, I mean, American Idol does have Steven Tyler, which I think is really cool and mm-hmm. everything, but you still have Jennifer Lopez, which is,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah. I say that all the time.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just feel like The Voice has a little bit more musicality to it.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely. Yeah. Because it's musicians like them who hopefully can remember when one day they were not where they are now.
Exactly.
And exactly. they had to go through their own process.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not want to go through that process. It would just like break me down, I feel like.
Yeah, it takes a certain, it's crazy because you can be an amazing artist, but some artists can't take that pressure
yeah.
of like being judged like that. It's one thing going out on a stage and knowing that you have a hit song out
yeah.
and you're on tour and you go out and everybody already loves you. You know,
yeah.
a lot of artists can do that because they're not being, you know, they're not having that microscope.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what I feel like it takes some opportunity away from people these
yeah,
days.
Yeah, totally.
And labels are scared to put out anybody that hasn't been, you know, tested, you know.
Yeah, by
like
the
all
public.
These, yeah, all these people being tested and they already have a market, which is totally smart and I get it, it's business and all
yeah.
that. But what happened to the artist?
Yeah.
Know? That's all I got to yeah. say about that. I mean, shoot.
Yeah, definitely. So. Definitely. I mean, probably some of my favorite artists and most inspirational artists to me would not make it on any of these shows.
Yeah.
which is just crazy to think about.
Yeah, I know. And you'd miss that. That's why I feel like they're missing that. That's why you're missing those songs on the radio that used to be.
Yeah. Know? Yeah.
I mean, the artists that are put out now, they're just regurgitating.
Yeah.
What they know is going to sell.
And everyone sounds like everybody else.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, you sound like this. And that's like
perfect.
A compliment. But it's not like, it's never a compliment.
Who's going to break the mold?
Exactly.
Lady Gaga.
There's one, but then she had to go and copy someone.
Oh, I didn't
someone.
Say she broke the mold.
Oh,
I was
okay.
saying that's somebody who's repetitive and fitting in a mold, literally an egg mold. Of
yeah, I was going to say, when she comes in with an egg, she's fitting in the mold of a chicken. Egg and the chicken.
Yeah.
But anyway, good convo. Thanks for your feedback, Greg.
Oh, thank you.
Let's get to our news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
So, John DeMole, producer of the show, claims we are delighted to have MIDI Tech as our partner to bring this format to the Indian market. India is an important territory and with a rich history and tradition in music programs.
Woo.
And we are sure that with our combined efforts, we can create a spectacle that will lift the talent genre in India to the next level. U.S. Network NBC was the first broadcaster to pick up the Voice Of format after the enormous success of its first series in home country, the Netherlands, earlier this year. The American version of The Voice is also on air in Canada from Toronto to Vancouver. The Voice is a solid hit there as well. Next in line for the show, created by John's production company, Talpa, is TV station 1+1 from Ukraine. In Belgium, Best Watched Commercial Broadcaster, VTM, will follow later in the year with The Voice of Belgium, also in Germany.
There it is. And India, that's right.
Yep. As soon as I read it, I was like, oh. God.
Yeah, exactly. And now you know why it's in there. But it is a big deal. They have Indian Idol, and I was watching it last time when I was there, and they sing all Bollywood songs, all songs in Hindi.
Really?
It's really interesting. And they speak everything in English and then in Hindi. It's really crazy. But yeah, now we'll see how The Voice is.
Wait, they speak in both languages?
Yeah, because you have to, because not all the country agrees with speaking Hindi, but we'll talk after this.
So Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton. It sounds like Miranda and tied the knot on Saturday. She wrote on Twitter yesterday, Mrs. Shelton is here, winning.
So she's there winning. Well, that would not be winning to me, but...
All I can say to this is congratulations.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat.
I don't want to disrespect the marriage.
Yeah.
So, contestant Frenchie Davis states, America will be pleasantly surprised to learn that Christina kind of has like a mama bear nurturing kind of personality when she deals with us, Davis says of a Grammy-winning award coach. Christina's a really insightful coach, and what's really wonderful about her is that she's really invested. I get the feeling that she really gives a damn about helping us evolve into better singers, better performers. In every interaction I have with her, I walk away loving her just a little bit more. Aw, and no offense to top model style Tyra Mill, Davis adds, but getting texts from Christina is super exciting.
That's cool. But I think she walks away from every time they meet loving herself a little more, too.
Right.
I mean, Christina. But yeah.
I mean, when you're put in that position, how would you really be like, yeah, Christina's a bitch?
No, I would totally be like licking her feet. I would just do anything.
And this is because the live performances haven't even happened yet. So,
yes.
This
oh
is
my
her
God.
Licking her internet feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
Her online feet.
Well, Carson Daly had his doubts about The Voice before he watched an episode of the original Dutch show that his program is based upon. The late night host wasn't sure he was up for hosting a singing competition. God bless the singing bee, America's Got Talent, all the other shows out there. I just don't think those types of shows are really what I want to do. He recalls thinking during his first meeting with NBC, but it turns out it was exactly what he wanted to do.
Sure.
What he was forced to do.
Yeah, so sorry, Carson.
You ain't got no career, son.
You had so many other things going on.
Do you want a show on primetime?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or do you want to go back to TRL? Because no one would watch that.
And I got to say, it's not even on primetime because it comes on at 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Whoops.
Well, Carson, we still hate you.
Someday.
Maybe someday you'll be cool. I don't think so.
Maybe come up with a clothing line. Just don't design it, because we'll get leather jackets and black jeans every week.
The Daily Douche.
Daily Douche, douche, douche.
And that's your AfterBuzz TV, The Voice.
The Voice!
News and gossip for the week of May 17th.
Awesome. Thank you, DJ Jesse Jannetty.
You're welcome. Host Michelle Macedo.
Oh, thank you. Here in the studio, we have Greg Scott.
Yeah.
So let's move on to predictions.
It's kind of hard to predict next week.
Predictions. Yeah, you know, it's hard to predict because you never know what's going to happen. But Christina's team is looking good to me right now. Whose team would you guys want to have?
You go first, Jesse.
Again, between Christina or Adam. Probably Christina. No, I would want Adam's team.
Yeah, I'm going to say Adam as well.
Because he has that kid.
Because he has a beard?
Yeah, well, that too.
Oh, that kid. I know what you're talking about.
The trying beard.
It's trying.
Hunchback boy.
But anyway, so that was an awesome episode. Once again, we have Greg Scott in the studio.
Hey.
So check him out at gregscottmusic.net. You will love his music. It's an R&B singer-songwriter type music. And he's performing at the El Cid on the 17th of June.
17th of June, Friday
so
night.
Check that out, Friday night. It's going to be awesome. Look him up. Hey. Seriously, iTunes, wherever.
Also check out Michelle Macedo.
Oh, yes.
Hey.
She never plugged herself.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Jannetty, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.